Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of A Slammed Heart. Nowhere in the New Testament are we told that the prophets, Herod, the Word of God, the believers, the apostles did help Herod good news of salvation of Jesus to On the other hand, saints called the constant believing ones were taught the Word of God. Therefore, we have the term pastor, teacher, shepherd, teacher in the New Testament. So, saints are taught the Word. I'm going to be reading tonight, and we're going to be studying tonight from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Paul arrived at Ephesus on his third mission trip. And the theme of Paul's letter to the Ephesians is our vital union with Christ and our duty to live such. Now, in this book, the word N-I-N occurs no less than 120 times in the Greek text. It is the biggest word in this book. And so, the emphasis is on our position, the body of Christ. And so what this means for us, Jesus himself had and has invaded and conquered the cosmic system of the devil. And in Ephesians 6, Paul talks about the armor of God. Paul writes that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, etc. In the Greek, Paul literally says, we vibrate not against blood and flesh. The emphasis is on spiritual warfare. So, the saints must know the power, or the ability that is available to them as the sons of God, the term kleos, that's given in the Greek text, this gender, since we are the sons of God, we are the body, we are the soma of Christ. The book of Colossians emphasizes the kasele, that is Christ as the head of the body. And so, the emphasis, once again, in Ephesians is Christological ontology. Now, furthermore, Ephesians has a rich vocabulary. It contains 42 words that occur nowhere else in the New Testament, and 39 that occur nowhere else in the Pauline epistles. So what we're going to look at is enlightenment and enlightenment. Enlightenment by the Spirit of God and translated under one word, power. We have dunamis, which means able or ability. Then we have energien, which means energy. We have kratos, which means presence and significance of force. And then we have physkos, which means to be strong, to avail. Paul uses these four terms in one verse in his letter to the Ephesians. Paul opens this very poignant and very powerful letter speaking about the position that you and I have in him, in Christ. So this is the most important preposition phrase in the writings of Paul. And so we must understand what it means to be in Christ. In Galatians chapter 1, Paul says that when he had received Christ as a Savior, immediately out of concern, not with flesh and blood, but he went into Arabia for 3 years in order to grasp the profound transformation that had taken place in his life. So I'm going to be reading from one of his prayers. And in this particular prayer, Paul prays for enlightenment on the part of the believers. They might understand what has been given to them due to their relationship with Christ. So this is Ephesians chapter 1, beginning at verse 16. I'll start at verse 15. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Paul considers prayer to be the capstone of the biggest mark, Ephesians 6. Verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That word knowledge in Greek is epinosis, and it means completed knowledge, completed knowledge. Knowledge that is available to us by faith. When we study the Word of God and we see the Word of God through our minds, at that point it is gnosis, it is knowledge. But when it is transformed by faith, that is, we believe the word that we intake, then the word of God becomes usable to us, because at that point it becomes epinosis. Verse 18, the eyes of your understanding. I love that. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. So please get the specific intent of this prayer. Very, very powerful. The eyes of your understanding being unencumbered by sin. And after the word enlightened, we have the purpose clause. That you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Verse 20, which he wrought in Christ. He raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Now, notice what we are told in verse 19. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to us, Lord, who believe, that is, constantly believing. So at this one verse, we have the words dunamis, energion, kratos, and dynamis. And this one verse. Now, this verse, I mean, this Paul's writing is so detailed and precise. It is so profound. In seminary, one professor would say that when we study the Word of God, we have to unpack, as it were, we have to unpack what is there. And I always remember that, and I love that, because that's essentially what one must do because of the profound poignancy of the Word of God as revealed to the Apostle Paul. And so we get some insight into his profound intellect and what the Word meant to him and what the Word meant to his life. Very powerful, very deep, very rich. But he talks about, in verse 19, the exceeding greatness, or the too many. So exceeding, to throw beyond things, the exceeding greatness of his power, that is, of his dynamios, to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. The mighty power is Iskos. I'm sorry, it is Kratos. Now, so what is it that Paul wants us to understand? Well, he wants us to grasp, and this is why he prays for us in this manner. He wants us to grasp the power that is available to live this life to which we have been called. This life, this extraordinary supernatural life, cannot be lived to human wisdom or to human power. We must have the resurrection power of Christ in our lives, at work in our lives, to live this wonderful, powerful, gracious, marvelous life. It is through living by the power of God that we begin to understand our salvation, the fact that we now have this awakening. It is spiritual life, not really theos, biological life anymore, but we have God's own life. We have received, as Peter said, the divine. So God has enabled, given us his resurrection power, that power, verse 20, that he wrought in Christ when he raised him up from the dead. That power is available to us, that we can be truly empowered to live lives that are well-pleasing to God. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.